Good morning. It's Monday, 23rd of November. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Alfred Nicholls' book, Letters to Timothy and Titus. I read, "The last two verses of this chapter have been described as the most perfect conclusion imaginable for this epistle, since they contain, in effect, the two main themes of the letter, which are closely connected with each other. First, an exhortation to Timothy to guard carefully the faith entrusted to him. Second, an exhortation to be vigilant against the other teaching which was then developing and threatening the life of the Ecclesia. The very conciseness of these exhortations betrays the anxiety which Paul has already expressed several times with respect to the difficulties and dangers he foresaw for the future. The truth of the gospel had been established and the ecclesias organized. All that was left to do was remain faithful in the face of all who would oppose themselves. The final wish in verse 21 commits all such faithful continuance into the hands of a gracious God." What had been committed to Timothy's trust? There was first that which is committed to all disciples, ourselves included, at baptism. It is to keep the commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus, which we read in verse 14. But more suited both to the immediate context and to the letter as a whole is that the good deposit here is all that is contained in this epistle, of which not only Timothy, but the whole church is the true guardian. The wholesome doctrine, the truth about salvation, the mystery of godliness. Timothy's special charge is that he will preserve all this in the special conditions of Ephesus, according to the specific instructions he has been given. For Timothy, as for us all, emphasis is upon patient continuance, the imperative of the verb yielding the sense of guard to the very end. The deposit of the faith has been committed to us, and we are provisional keepers of a treasure which is not our own. We must keep it with scrupulous care, adding nothing to it and taking nothing away, and with a loyalty rendered even more necessary as pressures to degrade or corrupt it increase. The vigilance in practical form consists in turning away from discussions devoid of spiritual content or even sense. Vain babblings is literally empty sounds or voices, expressed in one Greek word. The other teachers were, alas, not actually voiceless, but vociferous, for all that they said nothing. The whole idea is repeated in 2 Timothy 2, verse 16, in the exhortation about rightly dividing the word of truth, as the positive counter to the destructive teaching, which would eat as doth a canker. Timothy was as forcefully to avoid or turn aside from the other teachers as they had from the sound doctrine. The exhortation which Brother Alfred develops for ourselves is obviously that we should defend the truth, but equally that we should avoid wasteful discussions that mean nothing. He says, "For the faith, though conveniently expressed in propositions, can never be reduced to a skeleton with no spirit in it, and brethren have been kept apart more by the traditional phrase than by the plain discussion of the scriptural meaning we think is attached to it. The good deposit committed to our trust is that which was committed to Paul and Timothy, faithful men able to teach others also." And so the Apostle concludes, "Grace be with you. Amen." Thank you.